Bava Mitzia, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Beis. In Parshas Kisetze, the Torah tells us of an halacha that when somebody is working in another person's field, during certain parts of the work, he is able to eat from the produce of the field. And our Mishneh is going to tell us about when that is true, when it's not true. The Mishneh says, Ve'elu ochlin min ha-Torah. These people, the following people, are able to eat from the Torah law, this parsha that we talked about in Parshas Kisetze. Now, this is just in distinction to the previous Mishnah, which talked about the people who were eating because of a minig ha-medina, because of the custom. Unlike these people in the second Mishnah, in this parak, who are going to be eating because the Torah made a halacha. And that is ha-osa b'mechuber l'karka, somebody who's doing work to an item that is attached to the ground, b'shas gemar malacha, at the time that the work is being finished. That is to say, it's not talking about a scenario where, let's say, if you were hired to hoe and to weed the field. That's not shas gemar malacha. The fruit is of that field, the produce of that field is not done at that time. But if the time of harvest, when you're actually taking in the fruit, that's the time of gemar malacha, and while you do the harvesting, you're able to eat as you work. That's true by something which is mechuber lekarka, which is attached to the ground that you're working with. V'talish min hakarka, if you're working with items that are no longer attached to the ground, ad she nigmra malachto, then you can eat from them as you work with them up until the point of when it has gemar malacha, when the work has been completed. And this refers to gemar malacha for meiser, at which point you would be, the work of the fruit or the produce has been done to the extent that now you're obligated to take meiser from the item. And the same thing is true for something that is chayv and chala, that once it's achieved the status of gemar malacha for chala, that is to say it's been kneaded, and therefore you're ready to take the chala, up until that point. But once it reaches the stage that it's ready to take the meiser, it's ready to take the chala, you can no longer eat from it. Now, both of these things, whether it's mechuber lekarka or it's attached to the ground or it's not attached to the ground, this is only true of things bedavar shegidula min aretz. This is only true about when you're working with things that grow from the ground, whether they're attached or not attached. Just to give examples of something which is no longer attached to the ground, but has already reached the stage of gemar malacha, so you can no longer eat from it as you work with it. Let's say if you have fruits that have been pressed together and they already should have had meiser taken from them, and now you're hired to separate the fruits. So since those are already chayev and meiser, you would not be able to eat from them. Or for that matter, let's say you're baking bread. So the bread is already at the state of having been obligated in challah, so you would not be able to eat in the process of baking the bread. Just to explain the flip side, the Mishnah says, Elu she'enan ochlin, these are the people who cannot eat. Ha'osav ha'mechuber l'karka, somebody who's working with things that are attached to the ground, v'sha she'ein gemar malacha, at the time when it's not gemar malacha, like the example we gave before, somebody who's weeding a field, so that's not the time of gemar malacha. U'v'talosh min ha'karka, and if he's looking with something that is no longer attached to the ground, me'acha she'nigmar malachto, after it's already achieved gemar malacha, as we gave the example of separating the fruit, or somebody who's working with dough that's already obligated in challah, or baking it, etc., they would not be able to eat. And of course, if a final category, uvedover she'en gedula min aretz, of course, something which does not grow from the ground, let's say somebody who's working with milk or with meat, etc., he would not be able to eat from those items because they don't grow from the ground.